101.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. This month's Development and Events Committee will be held on Monday, December 18th at 4:30 p.m. The meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO's end-of-year campaign is happening right now. We invite you to donate and become a member today. We have the full spectrum of ways to join. Go to kboo.fm/give or by texting KBOO to the number 44321. You can also mail a check to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Cut through the clouds and make it rain to help us meet our $75,000 goal by December 31st.
This is Cesar Chavez. You're listening to KBOO, listener-sponsored radio.
You're listening to KBOO Portland's 90.7 FM. The time is 9:01 a.m. Next up is Veterans Voice.
American or British, we know. I got some news, maybe a surprise. It's a basic truth I've come to recognize. It may come as a shock, is only known to a few, but Palestinians are humans too. If you share this secret, if you say it loud, you're gonna be criticized without any doubt. 'Cause they're hated and despised and denied their rights, but strangely they're precious in God's own eyes. Palestinians are humans too. Oh, they weep and they bleed like me and like you. We can treat them like outcasts, as so many do. But Palestinians are humans too. If an Israeli dies, we mourn as we should. If they're American or British, we know that they're good. But when it comes to Arabs and Muslims too, we seem to turn a little racist. But I've got some news. Palestinians are humans too. Or they weep and they bleed like me and like you. We can treat them like outcasts, so many do. But Palestinians are humans too. We can treat them like outcasts, so many do. But Palestinians, humans too.
Portland calling. Sisters and brothers, welcome to Veteran Voice Radio Show on KBO 9.7 Portland, 104.3 FM Corvallis, 91.9 FM Hood River, or on the World Wide Web at kboo.fm. I'm Marvin, and Ty's engineering the show today again. Thanks, Ty. I want to say hi to some people. You know, I got some people ask me, how come I always say hi to people? And the reason I do that, because they're friends. You know, friends are really important. You know, they help you get through hard times, and they care for you, and it's just so important to have friends. You know, I consider everyone listening to this station since, you know, for 33 years listening to our radio show, I consider every one of you friends. You know, you got me through the first Gulf War, second Gulf War, third Gulf War, you know, it's continuing wars. You got me through the war in Kosovo. You got me through the war in Afghanistan. You got me through the war in Iraq. You know, the wars just keep coming and coming. And KBOO and you have helped me get through all that. I want to say hi to some friends. Gary and Darla in Nebraska. I want to say hi to Kathy and Aloha. I want to say hi to my good friend, Sweet Tracy, and her mother, Mitty, her daughter, Jasmine, the two twins, Omar and Amin, and the two older boys, Kareem and Ayub. They're really good friends, and I care very much for them, and I enjoy being around them. So I just want to say hi to my friends. And I wish I could spend more time with Darla and Gary back in Nebraska. You know, that's a long ways away, but, you know, they're really good friends for a long time. And I've got some good news here. Henry Kissinger, war criminal, beloved by American ruling class, finally dies. He died at the age 100, and he's a war criminal. Just no way around it. You know, he caused the death of so many Vietnamese. He was the advisor, I think his Secretary of State one time, but he was advisor to all these presidents. And he was the one who, the bombing of the North Vietnam and the bombing of the South, the bombing of Laos and Cambodia. He also was part of the cabal that killed lots of Kurds. And, of course, he was guilty of causing Chile's President Allende to be killed, and the death and destruction of the Chilean people. It was just horrible. But thank heaven he's dead. He's just a horrible person. I said on the show that when Kissinger dies, I was going to drink some alcohol, but I don't drink alcohol. But I did drink some juice. I drank some juice because he died. He died. There's a couple of really good, if you got access to a computer, there's a couple of really good videos that you should watch. There's Chris Hedges. He did a talk called The Genocide of Gaza. And it's about an hour and a half. Part of that is question and answer. But he really, really lays it out how what happened to Gaza, what's been happening to Gaza, the Israelis' war on the people of Gaza. 18,000 or maybe more have died, 18,000. 16,000 are children. 16,000 of the people who died have been killed in Iraq, Palestine, are children. Children. What a horrible thing to have children dying. I've talked about Ahed Tamimi, the young Palestinian girl. She lives in the West Bank. And there was an interview about six years ago. It was an interview with Palestinian activists Jana Jihad and Ahed Tamimi. And Jana Jihad her last name is Tamimi. They're cousins, two girls are cousins. And Ahed, she doesn't speak English, but Jana speaks really well in English, and she's young. I mean, at the time, I think they were 16 and maybe 14 years old. And it's on, you can get it, it's on ITV, but you can go on the internet and put in interview with Palestinian activists Jana Jihad and Ahed Tamimi. And it's really amazing what these young women are doing. Now they're 22. Ahed, she was arrested right at the first. She'd been arrested so many times, you know, but she was arrested right after October 7th, and she was released when they made the deal for the hostages, Israeli hostages, that they had to let out so many Palestinians who were imprisoned without being charged. And she was one of them that got released. And if you look on the internet, you can see some videos of her standing up for the people of Palestine and how she gets arrested. But Jana, she's a news reporter, you know, really young news reporter. So she's probably 19 now, maybe 20, but she speaks very fluent English. She's really, really good. And somebody else that I've been watching, her name is Abby Martin. She's an American, and she goes to Gaza. She's been Gaza, and she's been interviewing Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. But the thing that really interested me was when she went to Tel Aviv, Israeli in Tel Aviv, and she was interviewing the young people there. And, oh, man, everyone that she interviewed said they ought to just get rid of all the Palestinians, just get rid of them, you know, send them wherever. Just get rid of them, that land is Israeli land, and they want to get rid of all Palestinians. One of the men that she interviewed, he said, carpet bomb them. Just carpet bomb them. Just get rid of them, she said. He said, just carpet bomb them and get rid of all of them. And every one of them said something like that, of the young people that she interviewed. They just said, like, they that, like the Palestinians, were nothing but subhumans. Just, they call them vermin. They call them vermin. They call them just these horrible names. And they, you know, when she interviews people in Gaza or in the West Bank, you know, they talk about peace. You know, they want peace. They want their own land. They want their land. They want to live a happy life instead of in, like, Gaza, just this horrible open-air prison. If you look at the difference in Palestine and the Gaza or the West Bank, and then you look in Israel, it's modern shopping centers. It's just modern everything. They have all the lights they need. They have all the water they need. They have all the food they need. They have clothing stores. They have TV stations. They have everything. Then you go to Gaza or the West Bank, it's pretty dim. You know, it's been compared, the West Bank has been compared to the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. It's just, you know, they have been so crushed down. They had no control over their lives. They had no control over the their water system. They had no control over the fuel that ran their machines. The food was controlled. Water controlled. Food controlled. Internet controlled. They had no control over anything. But then you look at Tel Aviv or some of those cities. Modern everything. Modern everything. In the West Bank, the settlers have taken over a lot of the West Bank. A lot of the land that belongs to Palestine. They get wonderful houses. They got water. They get all the water they need. Because the Israeli controls the water that goes into to the West Bank and the water that goes into Gaza. And right now, with what's going on right now, those terrorist settlers, and they are terrorists, Zionist terrorist settlers that go in and kill Palestinians. They go in and beat Palestinians. And all those Palestinians were saying they just want peace, they want their land, they want to live. The horrid settlers are taking advantage of what's going on right now with the war, Israel's war on the people of Palestine. There have been, I don't remember how many have been killed and wounded. I know that a lot of them have been arrested. And you, at Ahad Tamimi, she can sit in her, by her house and look across the field, and there's that modern city that Israel takes care of. The IDF supports the settlers, always against the Palestinians, always against the Palestinians. And that's not right. That's not right. And when she, when you, if you listen to that story, I mean that the interview with the two girls, the two Tamimi young women, they put it right on the line. They put it on the line. They have to grow up with the boot of Israel on their throats. They have to worry about being killed by the Israeli Defense Forces. Right now, Gaza is being bombed. Like, they've moved, the people from the north of Gaza have been forced down to southern Gaza. And that's supposed to be a safe place where Israel said, "No, you go down there and it's a safe place." But they're bombing them. They're bombing them in those areas now. They're pushing them back and back toward Egypt, to the crossing, to Egyptian crossing. And Egypt's not too happy about that, because there, if there was a paper, a secret paper that got leaked, and it was a plan to take all the Palestinians, put them in the Egyptian Sinai. How do you say that? You know how they say that? Sinai Peninsula? The Sinai? Okay, thanks. It's the Sinai Peninsula. They're going to put them in that desert. And Egypt says, no. That's going to be a real problem. Because, one, if they put them there, the Palestinians aren't going to put up with it, and they're going to go back in and militarily go back in and fight the Israelis. There's just no doubt about it. That's what's going to happen. And second, the Egyptians say that that's genocide. You know, Palestinian people now have to worry about diseases because they're not getting the medical supplies that they need. There's going to be diseases. It's going to just go through them without good medicine. It's just not good medicine. They're going to die. Probably over 6,000 Palestinian children have died because of that, because of the bombing of the Gaza Strip. You know, every mother here in this country should look at that. I don't know where that came from. Hold on, I'm trying to get rid of it. I got it. And every mother, if they could see those videos of those children, so many dead children, so many children that have been wounded, and they don't have the medicine to kill the pain these children are feeling. They don't have enough food to feed those children. It's all being blocked by the Israelis. The United Nations in the Security Council had a vote on a ceasefire. And guess who was the only veto of that? Was the United States vetoed a ceasefire. And so in the General Assembly, they had a vote, a non-binding vote, but a vote. And a majority of the nations of the world said ceasefire. But it's non-binding. And the United States and the Security Council vetoed it. The only one, the only vote to veto a ceasefire. And now the United States is still sending weapons into Israel. Israel has one of the best armies in the world. And what does the Palestinians have? The average Palestinian has nothing. Maybe a rock. But if they throw rocks, they get killed. They get arrested and get put in a jail in Israel, not be charged. There's a real problem. That's a real problem. Palestinian people are just getting annihilated. Just getting annihilated. And nobody, there's countries that support them. You know, right now, there's two countries that are fighting, are trying to fight. One is Lebanon. They're firing rockets into Israel. they're firing rockets into Israel, and Israel's going and firing rockets back. But Syria's got an army. You know, what they're doing now is not. You know, they're just tweaking the nose of Israel, tweaking the nose of the IDF. You know, if they wanted, they got really good equipment. And the other ones helping them is Yemen. Yemen is at the bottom of Saudi Arabia. If you look at Saudi Arabia and you go down, you go to the west, there's a little country, it's Yemen, and the Houthis. The Houthis fired ballistic rockets towards Israel. Ballistic rockets. These aren't the little rockets that you see. These are ballistic rockets. They also, it's the Red Sea goes down and goes through this narrow passage. And Yemen is right on the Red Sea. And what the Houthis have decided, they're going to fire and try to stop any ship taking supplies to Israel. And they fired rockets at them, and somehow they're getting the information of which ships are taking, trying to take supplies into Israel. And they're firing at them. I don't know how well that's going, but they are firing on these ships. They're trying to stop that from going in to Israel to kill Palestinians. It's interesting, too, is that the United States just passed their new military budget. The military budget they passed is $836 billion. $36 billion. That's not... Hey, Ty, you want to go ahead and play that second song for me, buddy? Okay, I'll be talking to you. Go ahead and play it for me. He's working on it. He can do it. He's going to do it. There you go. Thanks, Ty.
Innocent cries, innocent lies. Where do they go? Where do they hide? They want to play. They wanna stay. No more goodbyes. Too young to die. They just want hope that they can grow, achieve all their goals. We have a dream and we believe one day they'll be free. Children of Gaza, the Ummah is with you, the world is with you too, we'll never leave you. Children of Gaza, Allah's plan will come true, this promise is for you, with patience you'll get through. From the evil to the hate, to the lies they create, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free. From the evil to the hate, to the lies they create, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free. Imagine the skies where no planes fly. They'll play day and night. No eyes will cry. They just want hope that they can grow, achieve all their goals. We have a dream, and we believe one day they'll be free. Children of Gaza, the Ummah.
His promise is for you. With patience you'll get through. From the evil to the hate to the lies they create, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free. From the evil to the hate to the lies they create, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, Yeshua.
That is a really good song. And at the end there, the singer, he's talking about the children of Gaza. Gaza's small. It's not very big. I think it's, 20 miles long? And I don't know how many miles wide. But it's not big. It's not big at all. And they're getting bombed really bad. I was wondering, you know, the U.S. is backing this guy, the Zionist. That it's something. Before I go into, there's something really interesting that I started reading about, and that is the Orthodox Jews, and not just in the United States. I mean, just not in Israel, but around the world, these Orthodox Jews, they're the folks you see wearing the black, and they have the hats, and they have the curls on the side of their heads. Really, really strict Jewish people. And they do not support the government of Israel. They carry Palestinian flags. They're in Palestinian marches. They're in New York City. They're right up there, you know, in London and wherever they are, they're right there. How bad does a Israeli government be that the Orthodox Jews don't like them? The Orthodox Jews, they don't like Israel. They don't think it's right, you know. And they're right out there, boy. They are protesting right along with the rest of us. Right along with the rest. They get in fights with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces in Israel. I've seen where they they really go at it, you know. They don't have to serve in the military, and that really makes people mad. But if they want to go in the military, they can go in the military, but their family disowns them. Their family disowns them if they go into the Israeli military. I saw that, and I just went, wow. How bad is the government of Israel when the Orthodox Jews don't like them? I thought that was really pretty interesting. But somebody else, people that can get on the internet to listen to him talk and listen to him rate, is, I think his first name is Norman and his last name is Finkelstein. I think it's Norman. But last name's Finkelstein, and he's a Jewish, but he does not support what's going on. The government of Israel do not like him, but his family was murdered during the Holocaust, died in the camps. I mean, he has every right to talk like he wants to talk, and he really talks, you know. He'd debate anybody. I think his first name is Norman, and his last name is Finkelstein. I know Finkelstein for sure. And it's Norman Finkelstein. Yeah, he's just amazing. To listen to him, you know, debate and talk about it. If you have a chance, you should listen to him. I wanted to see how the United States treated the Jewish people that came to the United States. And there's one episode that just shows how horrible this government can be. And it can be horrible. In 1939, in June of 1939, a ship left Germany, the MS St. Louis, and there was filled with 900 Jewish passengers. And this is before the Holocaust started. This is 1939. But they knew, the people knew in Germany what was going to happen. And they were trying to get out of Germany. And so they got passage on the MS St. Louis. And they traveled to the United States because they knew that Hitler, because of 1939, when Hitler's really started going after the Jewish people, he passed a series of laws against them, and 1938 they had Kristallnacht, where they attacked shops of Jewish people, and so they knew that they had to leave, and so they got on the ship, and they were going to come to America. It flew a Nazi flag. At first, it tried to stop in Cuba, and Cuba refused to let them come into Cuba. And so they left again, and they went to, I believe, Miami, Florida, after Cuba. And remember, they were carrying a Nazi, flying a Nazi flag. And so leave Cuba, and they go to, Miami. And guess what? The U.S. does not let them come in. The U.S. says, no. You know, we're not going to take you. This is just 900 Jewish people trying to get out of Germany because they know what's going to happen. And the United States said no. You're not coming in. And that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt's decision, that you're not coming in. And so finally they went back to Germany. And I don't have how many of them died in the concentration camps, but a lot of them died in the concentration camps. The U.S. would not take them in. Babies, young children, elderly, families, old people wouldn't take them in. So they went back to Germany and they died. But now we're supporting them 100%, you know, we're giving them all that money, I was talking about Yemen, not Yemen, but Lebanon. Lebanon fought a war with Israel, and finally, after I don't know how many years, that they finally drove Israel out of Lebanese land. But now with Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hezbollah supporting Palestine, the Palestinian people, and firing rockets into Israel. Israel's, like I said, is reacting. And Prime Minister, I hate to even say his name, Benjamin Netanyahu, has warned that Beirut, I believe Beirut's the capital of Lebanon, would be turned into Gaza if Hezbollah started an all-out war. An all-out war, he would say. You know, we're hearing how many Palestinians are dying, you know, almost 19,000, and, you know, over 6,000 of those are children. But we're really not hearing how many IDF, Israeli Defense Force, soldiers have died. We haven't heard a lot about that, you know. We just heard about 9 of them getting killed in an ambush, but they're really not hearing a lot about how many IDF soldiers have been killed. You know, that just happened, but they're controlling that area pretty hard. And do you remember, you folks that have followed this, the hospital in northern Gaza that they kept saying there's a bunker underneath it, and that Hamas is using that bunker underneath, and everything. You know how they knew that bunker was there? Because Israel built it. Israel built that bunker underneath there, and it wasn't being used by Hamas. You know, that hospital took so much Israeli fire. So many. They would stop ambulances from going in. They would stop ambulances leaving. They would make the drivers and the medics in these ambulances get out, strip down to their shorts, and get down on their knees. That's what they did to a bunch of Palestinians, that somebody got a picture of it, where just the Palestinians, the guys, they made them take all their clothes off and kneel down on the ground. And boy, the world didn't like that. They didn't like that, but they're not standing up against the murdering of the children of Palestine. Every Palestinian child that lives now is going to join some military unit that's going to fight Israel. You can't kill a belief system. You can kill the people, but you're not going to kill that belief system. And those children are going to grow up remembering what happened to Gaza. They're going to remember what happened to Gaza. This is not going to end well for Israel. It's not going to end well for Israel. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts. It's not going to end well. And with Lebanon, the Hezbollah and Yemen, the Houthis. Firing rockets into Israel, that's not going to end well for for the Israelis either. It's not going to be well for I don't know if it's true, but I listened to an article. I think it was by Oh, you know who I forgot to welcome to the show, listen to the show? It's Tracy's father, John. Hey, John. John was a soldier in Vietnam. I think he started out down in the south with the 25th Division, but when they were drawing down, he was sent up to the AmeriCal division, the same division that my cousin Bill was in. And John was an infantry soldier, and he got wounded, and he got sent home. And I just met John not that long ago. I first met John at the Twins one of the Twins' soccer game, and I didn't meet his wife Dorothy until I think it was Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving. But John's a good guy. He retired from the post office. And John's a good guy, and I'm going to be seeing him again. I think I'll be seeing John and Dorothy again on Christmas, because I'm going to spend Christmas with Tracy and her children and her mother and John and his wife Dorothy. But I'm sorry, John. I just jumped right into going against this war against the people of Palestine. And to get back to what I was talking about, I was listening to, I think it was a reporter, and I don't know if it's true or not, that Netanyahu, the prime minister, went up into northern Gaza, where it's been just flattened down to, you know, the world doesn't know how many more dead Palestinians from Israel's bombing are in that rubble. I mean, they hit apartment buildings, they hit houses, they just bombed everything. I heard it, I think it was on Democracy Now, where the guy said it looked like Germany after World War II. It looked like the Warsaw Ghetto in World War II. So how many bodies is under all that stuff? How many men, women, and children are still underneath all that rubble caused by Israel's bombing of civilian areas? Yeah. Yes, it just makes me so angry. But that article, I think it was, maybe it was a video, it was something, but the Prime Minister Netanyahu went up to northern Gaza, which has been depopulated, and forced these people down into the south, into the safe zones where they would be safe. But they're not safe. But I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly Netanyahu placed a rock down. He says, this is the first rock to the to building of more settlements. To build more settlements. That's not a good sign. Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, who's under indictment for criminal things, is saying that they're going to put settlements in, I don't know if it's true, in Gaza, northern Gaza. I don't know if that's true, but if it's true, that's very horrible. That's taken more Palestinian land. The people of Gaza and the people of the West Bank are separated by Israeli land. The people in the West Bank are under occupation by the Israeli forces. Their whole lives, since 1948, they've been under the thumb of Israel. Israel taking land, taking land, taking land. My brother-in-law, Jeff, he lives in Washington. He was traveling down. He's going to go down into San Francisco to see Augie and Maggie, his son and his son's girlfriend. And Maggie works for Human Rights Watch. But he stopped at my house last night, and we spent the night talking about, you know, what was going on in Israel. I mean, in Palestine. And he's been to Palestine 3 times. And he said the first time he went to Palestine in 2001, he said they took him off. They landed probably in Tel Aviv. They landed. They took him off the plane into the lobby and arrested him. And they put him in this little room And then finally they put him on another airplane and sent him out of the country. Their first trip, because they wanted to go to Palestine. And they're a religious group that he went. Jeff's a Presbyterian minister, and it was a religious group that was going. I think the second and third trip also was religious groups that Jeff went with over there. But yeah, he got arrested. So, but like I said, I want to go back and say just a few more things about the U.S. is quietly sending Israel more ammunition and missiles, supplying shells for Apache gunships and bunker-busting munitions, and arms arrive on a nearly daily basis, Department of Defense says. Sending them more ammunition to use against... one thing, there's a... let me take a drink of water, my mouth starts. You know, they say that there's no Americans troops in Israel. But there is. They're lying. America's lying. There's troops in Israel. American troops in Israel. There's a place called Site 512. And it's on the border between Israel and Gaza or West Bank. It's in that area. And it's a spy base. There's no doubt about it. They say it's a radar base. But, you know, there's more there than that. There's just no doubt. You know, they're listening to everything that's going on in Gaza. They're listening to everything that's going on in the West Bank, and they're giving all that information to Israel. I don't know about the USS Ford, the big aircraft carrier, is moving closer to Israel on the Mediterranean Sea, and there's a battle group that travels with them. They have submarines and they have destroyers and everything to protect it. And it's moving close. You know that they're listening to what's going on in Gaza, giving it to Israel. I don't know if INSCOM, Army spy organization. I don't know if they're flying their planes, their spy planes over Gaza in the West Bank. I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it at all. Because remember when I told you about Israel attacking the USS Liberty and killing all the soldiers on that spy ship? Remember? I talked about that. So, if they did it back there during the Six-Day War, they attacked America. And they're not going to do that again. But even if they did, the U.S. wouldn't do anything about it, just like they didn't do anything about when they attacked the USS Liberty and killed all those sailors. Killed all those sailors. The world has to stand up and stop what's going on in Gaza. It can't just be Lebanon and Yemen. Egypt's got to take a stand. Jordan, right next door, has got to take a stand. The Arab world has to take a stand to stop this slaughter. England, not going to take a stand. No way. They do what the U.S. tells them to do. The U.S. pays off countries. They paid off Jordan not to go to war against Israel. With Blinken over there talking to all these countries, he's paying big money to get them not to go to war with Israel. There's no doubt about it. Here the U.S. tells Israel to stop using these dumb bombs. And Israel said, well, we're just going to do it anyway. The U.S. says, stop killing civilians. Israel says, well, we're going to do it anyway. You know, well, I've babbled on a lot today. But I really do believe that the world has to stand up and stop this slaughter of the people of Gaza and the people of the West Bank. And so, Ty, I'm going to get ready to finish here. Okay. We'll be back on January 19th at 9 a.m., and there it is. Thank you for listening, my friends. And Ty's going to play a song.
Innocent crimes.
Oh, God.
Innocent lies. Where do they go? Where do they hide? They want to play. They wanna stay. No more goodbyes. Too young to die. They just want hope that they can grow, achieve all their goals. We have a dream and we believe one day they'll be free. Children of Gaza, the Ummah is with you, the world is with you too, we'll never leave you. Children of Gaza, Allah's plan will come true, this promise is for you, with patience you'll get through. From the evil to the hate, to the lies they create, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free. From the evil to the hate, to the lies they create, Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free.
Imagine the skies where no planes fly. They'll play day and night. No eyes will cry. They just want hope that they can grow, achieve all their goals. We have a dream, and we believe one day they'll be free.
Children of Gaza, the Ummah is with you, the world is with you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is 10 a.m.
You are tuned into listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Once Upon a Time has the pleasure of inviting you to our next show at 11 a.m. We welcome you to listen to our guest, Betty Leonard Denai, a woman, a publisher, writer, and a grandmother. Her latest book is called The Wake of Madness, My Family Escaped from the Nazi. Betty shared with us the story of her parents and their escape from the Nazi during the Second World War. His honest biography or memoir is the curiosity of a daughter to know the truth of what happened to her parents, also to provide a vivid narrative of their lives and their experiences for survival. This is a great opportunity to ask questions to the author and to learn more about one of the darkest times of our history. I will be happy to answer your question and suggestions at 11 a.m.